Welcome to the fourth podcast in the Energy Links podcast series. I'm Paul Rippey, the chief consultant to Axion's Energy Links project, and I'm the host for the series. In this episode, I'm here with Richard and Joyce Stanley from the Legacy Foundation. The Legacy Foundation provides training, technology, research, and media services for biomass fuel briquette production throughout the world. And I admit, I had never heard of biomass fuel briquettes until a few weeks ago when I had the pleasure of meeting the Stanleys. And I must say, I'm impressed with the technology and with the extent to which this has already spread into several continents and many countries. Now, for technical reasons, we can only talk to one person at a time, and that's mostly going to be Richard, but I know that Joyce is also there, and she may grab the microphone from time to time and say a word. Richard Stanley began his career as a Peace Corps volunteer in 1967. He has since accumulated 40 years in international development, primarily in the areas of renewable energy and appropriate technologies. He's held long-term positions in 8 African countries and has consulted as an energy advisor in more than 20 additional countries. Richard has worked with the United Nations Development Program, the United Nations Industrial Development Organization, USAID, Swedish, CEDA, and other agencies. He's published numerous reports, project plans, evaluations, and technical manuals, and he has designed and successfully diffused over 10 separate technical innovations that are in use today in developing nations and in the USA. Joyce Stanley was also in the Peace Corps and has worked with the United Nations, USAID, and several independent donors in project planning, training at the rural, district, and national levels. And she is the administrative muscle, and she co-directs the Legacy Foundation with Richard. Richard and Joyce, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Thanks.
Richard and Joyce, is it true that you are planning to actually manufacture some briquettes while we're recording this broadcast?
Yes, we thought we would give you at least a sound effect of the process. It's very manual. It's very very audio friendly.
Now, this is when we need to have video, but we don't have it. So the listeners will have to imagine what's happening. What is going to happen exactly?
We will proceed to take some ground-up junk mail. That means it's been soaking in, water for a few days. It's been chopped up either in a lawnmower blade. In our case, this is a yard chipper. And then it's mixed with waste, grass, straw, leaves, that which comes off your lawn. Our particular blend down here is a incense cedar, poplar, and ponderosa pine, and the Ashland Daily Tidings and other junk mail. Of course, we read it first. That's basically what it is. It's junk mail and yard waste.
That's great. By the way, I have smelled your briquettes because Richard and Joyce were nice enough to give me some of the briquettes, and the smell of the cedar comes through very nice. Actually, they're quite fragrant. Could one of you describe the press?
The press is made out of wood. It is what they call a compound lever press. You basically have one lever linked by a second lever, which gives you a multiple of leverage. It's operated by 4 to 6 people. And it produces on the order of 400 to 600 briquettes a day, which is roughly enough for 50 families. Huh?
Right. The press looks like something that I could build myself, I have to say.
Looks like a big garlic press.
Big garlic press. Resembles a baby elephant, really, with the trunk being the handle. Yeah.
Oh, that's very good. It does look like that, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and then now Joyce has you call this slurry?
Yes, it's made of grass, leaves, straw, paper, if it's available, that has been composted for a few days so that you begin to get the properties and it sticks together.
It's lovely.
It looks like...
There's just some compost here in a 5-gallon, paint jug.
Right. Yeah. It isn't fully composted. It's to the point where the fibers begin to hold together like Velcro.
Yeah, it looks a little rotten, sort of, to be frank.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, we might choose to throw in some sawdust this morning, this morning's blend. Uh-huh. All right, throwing in like that, a few handfuls, huh?
Right.
Doesn't make a lot of noise, and then mix it up a bit.
So this is like a well-stocked kitchen where you have your different ingredients handy.
Now, today's blend is the cedar sawdust from a remodel we're doing in the house, and then we put it in the mold. Should we go ahead now to make one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so we'll take the little block, which is a 2x6, which is 6 inches on an edge, side, a little square. There's a little round washer in the center with a hole in it. Put a piece of a metal pipe in the center of that assembly, that base, and then I put on top a piece of plastic pipe. It's a 4-inch PVC pipe, schedule 40, fairly thick wall. A bunch of little coat hanger size holes in the side of this pipe. The pipe is about a foot long. Now with the metal pipe in the center and the PVC pipe, the 4-inch pipe on the outside, you have what amounts to a cylinder, and it's awaiting the addition of material.
You have a cylinder with, and the pipe in the middle is going to create the donut holes.
That's exactly it. Right. So okay. We'll now add the material to it.
Pour it
normally
in.
This would be done with a plastic base where you're short on water because the water is going to immediately start leaking out. It's just soup.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Basically, we're pouring into it.
Right.
And the having it be liquid is important because then it helps the pressing.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So this recipe is made out of some junk mail, which is a free fuel delivered to your doorstep. Yeah.
Yes.
Sears and Roebuck, could I have another? Please, you know, order another. Anyway, so we preload this now. We've added the piston, which is a log, basically, with a hole in the center. Uh-huh. And that is then pushed into the cylinder after Joyce added the material. And we're squeezing down to sort of get rid of the excess water before squeezing.
So Richard, just push the piston down about halfway down the perforated pipe. Just with hand force.
Right.
Okay.
So that pre-charged assembly, you might call that a mold set. And this now will produce one briquette or two, depending on whether you put a sort of a washer in between during the loading process.
And you didn't put one in, so
we didn't in
one big briquette.
One big briquette. We push it back as far as